Okay, we are May 15th. Muna and Yeru on page Kuf Zion. Vol v'shodes from the pasuk. Yeru ha'anas Hashem by Aminu Basham Moshe Avdo. Mefarshim ask why Yeru is coming before Emuna, and he says there's a fundamental yesod there. It's his Rebbe who shows us a Zohar Kodosh that says every Barnash who has Yira, so then he can have a Muna as his proper. But if not, he doesn't have a share in the Alma de Asi, which is the world to come. And he shows that the third mitzvah of a Muna that the Rambam counts is Shetivonu Lahamin Yir Oso Yisbara. It's in these nuances in the Rambam's farm where it's good to have different translations. The Sefer HaMitzvahs was written in Judeo-Arabic, a few translations. It seems like he's saying that there's a mitzvah to believe in the Yira of him. So the last two paragraphs here, Hare HaRambam Monas a Yira kemitzvah semuna. The Rambam counts fear as a mitzvah emunah. L'ha'amin yirasa yisbarach. To believe in his fear. The truth is the whole definition, he says there. Not to be like the kofrim who go through life as if it's all haphazard and perchance, but to fear him. Nimtze ki yira hi chelek me'amunah. So it turns out that yira is a portion of emunah. L'fiyan is bar b'perek ha'kodem ikar emunah hu tzir. Now, based on what we said up till now, the main thing of emuna is vividness, imagery. The things that make a person visualize the year of Hashem and of his justice and punishment, that's all has its foundation in emuna. Believing in Hashem and godliness, kolamar emuna b'mitziyusa yisbarach. Lakus is like godness, believing in the concept of God, meaning believing in the existence of Hashem. He levada mesugelis lasus roshem ko amok belibeno. It alone is capable of making an impression so deep in our hearts. Achi yecholu lashanos es kol helach machshav oseinu. To the degree that it can change the whole system of our thinking. Ube'emes kosef haramban basagos v'shem b'sefer ha-mitzvos. And the truth is the Ramban writes in his hasagos on the Rambam. The Ramban sometimes differs with the Rambam in concepts about mitzvos there. Ki mitzvah zu hi kabolos ol malchus shemayim. That's the mitzvah of accepting the yoke of heaven. In other words, there's some will put it as the belief in Hashem and accepting the yoke that He places upon you. As what impact it has on me and my living and my behavior, that's accepting the yoke of heaven. Or he would say that's a function of emunah.
But the yoke is the mirah, is the a priori, the predicate in which Amuna follows.
So that's what he's saying. Yeah. Ramban seems to take a little bit the other way. First believe and then accept the yoke that places upon you. There's an amazing Akedas Yitzchak in this week's parasha. Talks about why Shavuos in Emor we have the Yom Tovim. So Shavuos is not defined by the Torah as the day of the giving of the Torah. Pesach is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos is not defined that way, and he connects it to the fact that some Rishonim don't count Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah. Baal Lach is Gadol. The Rambam does, based on a Medrash, but the others say that's not a mitzvah, that's the prerequisite of all mitzvahs. Like you have to, first you believe, and then you do. So the belief that when Hashem says, I'm your God, that's the foundation of all mitzvahs. So some would say there's first the belief, and then there's what, how that impacts your behavior. But he's telling us it's a concept the opposite way. So maybe we actually get into a machlokas rishonim here. But v'chol zos l'rov ha-maminim
So what does he count? Mount Torah is not.
It's only like 10-9.
Huh?
You start off by saying Shavuos.
Yeah, so he says you can't really have a single yomtiv of Kabbalah Satorah. He gives like two answers there that are related, but it's like ubiquitous. It's can't be one day of the celebration of Torah. And he kind of phrases it as every yomtiv we have is once you have a Torah, but Shavuos is like the introduction. Shavuos is the opening day, you know. The Yom Tovim of the Jewish people, or once you're a Jewish people, without Shavuos you're not anything. It's like the introduction. So.
Therefore, it must have been that Torah preceded Shavuos.
No, see, he just says that's why it's not described as the yomtiv of Matan Torah. A yomtiv of something presupposes that you're a something, and then you have a yomtiv. But Shavuos is like, again, similarly, he compares it to the fact that they don't count. Enochi Hashem Elokech. That's not a mitzvah. That's like all mitzvahs. That's everything. That's the way he puts it. So, if I understand Rav Volba correctly here, he's saying, granted, the Ramban says, no, that's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, which is like after Amunah. But, Bechol Zos, L'Rov HaMa'aminim Nishar Amunah Zum of Shetas L'Midai. For most believers, this Amunah remains, Mufshat means like removed. L'Midai means too much. Remains too Mufshat, like separate, removed. Roshim od Yosef Chazak Tzarech Leskabel Mehamanas HaYichud, an impression that's much stronger needs to be received from the belief in the oneness of Hashem. She HaYediyah HaNorah She'en Od Melvado, which is the awesome awareness that there's nothing but Him. And his wording is a little harder, and it's almost the same thing, but I think he means, he's emphasizing the word Yediyah.
So there's nothing but Him, you know, nothing to worry about.
Right, nothing to worry about, you're exactly, no one else to obey, nothing else to follow. A person can know something philosophically, but it's not really impacting his emotions.
So he said that if you contemplate on His godliness here.
And His oneness, right. Let's see how he pulls this out. Ochein HaRambam Shom B'Hemshech Dvarav. In fact, the Rambam there, in the continuation of his words, Kosev ki mitzvazu hi kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. He says this is the mitzvah kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. Kolomer shehi mechayeves es ha'adam l'chol yimei chayev l'shtabed ach v'rak l'ratzon Hashem. It obligates a person all days of his life to be subordinate and enslaved to and only to the will of Hashem. Ach gam emuna zos mis oreres b'chol tokva rak l'rgoyim v'shasis alis yisera. That even this emuna is roused in its full strength only for moments at a time of particular elevation, kigon b'shas kriya shma, like when a person says shma yisrael shem elokeinu shem echad. B'kashim od l'chios b'emuna zu b'chol sha'os hayom. It's very hard to live with this emuna all hours of the day. And it's not as a latent awareness, but as an active state of being and feeling. Rak emunas hayira ubefrat yiras hachet va'onesh hihi asuya lelavos as ha'odam tam. So here's what he's showing to us. You can formulate it as a belief, a philosophical belief, a realization that a person's come to. And you can have a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim from that, but he says that seems to be reserved for moments because of the awareness he has of Hashem. So he declares it at times, he experiences deeply at times, but it's hard to feel it constantly. It's one thing when I say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad to be roused, but like to he's walking down the street to feel the impact of the belief in Hashem is difficult. But he says Yira is a state that it can accompany a person. L'rasenes yitzarav, like to harness his desires. L'darbeno l'maisim tovim. Darben is like to drive a nail into something. To firmly nail him, connect him to good deeds. Where does that feeling come from? Nimtza ki ha'amuna b'pol ha'gomor hi amunas ha'yira dafka. Thus turns out, this is what he's after in this whole section. Active amuna, absolute active amuna, is the amuna of yira, specifically. That's interesting. The way the Rambam puts it, it's almost like you have to believe that there's a concept of fearing him. You could translate laham and yiraso in two ways. That yira is sort of an appellative for Hashem, to believe in his awesomeness as like a term for Hashem, or to believe in the concept of his awesomeness. I think it's actually probably the first. But to believe, it's like almost to believe with a sense of yira. Emor me'ata, let's conclude, ki masha, quote, bo Habakkuk v'amidan alachas v'tzadik v'manasu yichya. I think Emor, in the end of Makos, shows how different Nevi'im summarized all of Avodas Hashem and a small number of principles, 11, 7, 6, 5, right, so Habakkuk whittled it down, so to speak, to one. Habakkuk brought it down to one, the tzadik lives with his amunah. Then Namral Muna Sayira. So this was said about the belief of Yira. Ki atzadik achay b'emunaso, a tzadik who lives in his amuna, who dafka hamam and yirashi yisparach li'pachad m'menu. He's really the one who fits, he just borrowed the words of the Rambam again, who has true belief of the awesomeness of Hashem. Living with amuna is living with Yira, and vice versa. I'm going to say these are really the words of Yisrael Salanter in Igeres HaMusar. I guess we'll come back to that tomorrow.